We are learning Mesechus Nazir, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. In the Mishnah it says like this, V'shiva Drachim Baitkim Es Azav. Azav is a male, a person, a man, who sees some kind of discharge, and the halacha is, if he sees one discharge one day, he's tamei for one day. If he sees two, he has to already keep Shiva Nekiyim, but no carbon. Once he sees three Rias, then he keeps Shiva Nekiyim and brings a carbon. Now, the halacha is, by Isha, who is a Zava, it's a little different halachas, and one of the main differences are that no matter what, if she's a Zava, no matter how it came about, she's Tamei Zivas. That means if she sees Dam in the Yimei Ziva, she's Tamei, no matter if she jumped and or she has sickness, what's the difference? Either way, she's Tamei. By a Zav, it says in the Pasuk Mibsarai that it has to be Dafka, something that came through a Chayli, but if you have a way it came from a different reason, you know why it came, some thing that happened, some event that happened, then halacha is you're not Tamei Zav. So the seven drachim you check if he's a Zav or not. V'shiva drachim baitik is a Zav. Actually, in this kakla Ziva, before he became a Zav. B'maychel, you see if he ate too much, or b'mishta, if he drank too much, b'masa, if he carried something heavy. So it means if he sees Zav because he carried something heavy, so then we say that, you know, that's not a Zav because it probably came from carrying something heavy. Or b'kvitza, if he did a lot of exercise, jumped around. Or b'chayli, or if he's sick with a different sickness. Or b'mara, if he sees something improper, as a Taisvis learns. Taisvis Mara means, ra'a ish v'ishon is kakim zelazah. So that's how he maybe, that's how it came from that, and it doesn't count. Over here, and from here, which means also similar to that, but the first thing is seeing this matter without having her, or from her. So those seven reasons, if that's what it comes from, so then that doesn't count as a ziva, has to come from something else. But, Mishnah Ziva, once the person already is a Zav, he's already a Zav, so then the halacha is that you don't, then even if it's Ba'inis, even if it's Ba'inis, he still becomes Tamei. What does that mean? So it's like it's really Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbanan, it's like this. If you already saw two Rias, so you're a Zav, you have to give Shiva Nekiyim. What's the third Ria for? To bring a carbon. So the third Ria will be Mechayev carbon, even if it's Ba'inis. Even if it's Ba'inis. Rabbi Eliezer holds that, no, you need all three Rias to be not Ma'inus. And the Nafkmina is like this, that in Shiva Nekiyim, if you see this Ria, in Shiva Nekiyim, it'll be Saiser, even though it came through Ma'inus. That's what it means. Vishniska Laziva, ain't Baitka, don't check him, because even if it came through Ma'inus, we still say that Ainsoi, Visveikoi, Vishik Vizaroi, Temeim, Shiraglaim, Adava. We still say the Ainus or the Safik, we'll see what Safik means soon, the Shifchazara. Our tummy, why? Shiraglayim ledava, because since he's a Zav already, so we assume this is also a Ziva. Even though we have an excuse for it, the Michael Mishnah, no, we say this is real Ziva. Raglayim ledava. Another case of Raglayim ledava, that's not unrelated to the beginning of the Mishnah. Hamake es chaveroi. Someone hits his friend. The halacha is, if someone hits his friend, and the make was royu to kill him, but he didn't die right away. He's sick in bed. He's in ICU. So if Bezdin shots up that Hakah, that assault was enough to kill him, then he's chayiv misa, even though the guy dies 5 days later. Because it was his thing. So here, makas chaver v'amdu la misa. Bezdin was oimid him la misa, and the person he hit to la misa. Therefore, the murderer is chayiv misa. V'hoko mashahaya. What happened was, he got a little better. Bezdin came in and said, you know what? He's going to live. So it means Bezdin shot up, he's going to live now. Afterwards, he went back. He got worse again. And Umeis, he died. Because it came from it must have came from the first Hakah. No, Patash, Raglayim Adava. So Raglayim Adava, what does it mean? Zok Taisvis. Raglayim Adava, the Chayluhu. Harul Vahekam Ashaya. He must be his own Chaylah because he got better from that Hakah. The Hakah that he gave got better. It must have been he was internally not well, and that's why he died. Akaponim, that's the Mechaikas here, Raglayim Adava, Tino Talakam, Aron Nechemi. I'm going to go back now to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. Shiva Drachim Bait Kibes Azav. Menon Emili. Where do we know that there's a Ptur of, that the Ptur of Lo Ointzoi is only by the first two Rias and not by the third, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, the first three and not the fourth, the one that's Mil Shiva Kim? How do you know? Amram Nasan, what the Pasuk says, Vazov as Zoivoi. The Pasuk says, Vazov as Zoivoi, Lezochav Lanakevo, Ulisha Shishkim Tamea. The Pasuk says, Vazov as Zoivoi, Luria Shlisha Shishkim Tamea. Taisus explains that the word vahazov is rear shoinoi. Es zoivoi is rear shnia. Lezach on the keva. Lezach means the third ria, and it says on the keva. So makish on the keva. Just on the keva, there's no ptur of oinus. Same thing by the third ria. There's no ptur oinus. That's the drasha. We have zov. It says the word vahazov as zoyva is number two, and zach on the keva is three, and that's hukish on the keva. Vatanya, the gemara fear of the yaz. Vatanya with the brayz was aim of shishis baitik ma'isai. We do check him for the third ria. Revius aim baitik ma'isai. What's his drasha? Ella be esim kemifagi, Rav Lez darosh esim, Rav Baron le darosh esim. Taisus explains, it says es zoivai. So according to Rav Eliezer, he dashed like this: Zov is one, es is two, zoivai is three, zach and a keva is four. So that's how only the fourth rear is hukash le keva, there's no tour of einus. According to the Rabban, he doesn't dash an es, therefore you have zov and es zoivai is number two, but zach is three, it's hukash le keva. And therefore has the tour of doesn't have a tour of einus anymore by third. But according to Eliezer, the first three have a ptur, only the fourth one doesn't have a ptur. Then it says, Oinsoy is sveikai. Oinsoy, we just said, Oinsoy is tamei. What's the lacha by sveikai? So what does it mean, sveikai? What does it mean? Oh, Rav, let's tame a suffix, It's not talking about Shaila if he saw a third ria. Because if he saw a third, if we're talking about here a case, he saw the third ria. Elevade chaza. Of course he saw the third ria. He saw the third ria. What happened now? Now, afterwards, he found Shechva Zera. And in the Shechva Zera was some Ziva. And we're not sure if this Shechva Zera was mixed with the Ziva or it was separate Ria. There was a Ria of Shechva Zera and a Ria of Ziva. What's the Nafkamina? We're talking about a Mil Shiv Nekim. In Mil Shiv Nekim, if a Zov sees Shechva Zera, he's only sois for one day. If he sees Ziva, he has to restart. Let's say on the fifth day of Shiv Nekim, he's doing great, and the fifth day, and he sees something. So if it's Shechva Zera, only one day is out. He continue counting. He has to do three more days. But if it's Ziva, you got to do the whole thing over. The halacha also is in Masechtas Nida, that if the Shechva Zera is mixed with Ziva, comes out from the body together with Ziva, the halacha is also, it's only one day. But the Ziva separately, it's all 7 days. So we see now a Ziva and Shechva Zera, we're not sure it came together. We're suffic. What's the halacha? We assume he saw Zav. We assume he saw Ziva. Why? That's halacha of Sveikri. Look at Taisa Masa Omar, then Taisa. Like noida in ba ziva levad of shechva zera levad v'yista shiva oy pasach ba ziva, which means mixed together with ziva shabo yachad l'yista rakim echad. We're not sure what's the halacha sveikay also. Why? Because reglayim adava. So levad echaz. I saw a third ria. Sofik machas shechva zera. Sofik machas ria, which means this ria. So now we're not sure how it came. Kivin shemiskol tuma sveikay tamei. Since in this kol tuma the halacha is sveikay is tamei. Now the Mishnah says, another thing it says about someone who's Tamei raised up, that a Shechva Zera is Tamei. Big Chiddush, a Shechva Zera is Tamei. Right, the Gemara, like, what are you talking about? Shechva Zera is always Tamei. Shechva Zera Tamei Elamai. What are we talking about? Elam Elamago. If we're talking about touching, Migaram Shechva Zera the Tar. A regular Tar who sees Shechva Zera, his Shechva Zera is Tamei also. We don't have to comment the Zav for that. Ela Zari Shozav Metamei B'masa. You know what's Mechadish over here? Shechva Zera Tomei means it's a Tomei when you masa, when you carry it, without touching it. The halacha is a regular Shechva Zera of a Tar. If you carry it, it's not Tomei. But if it's a Shechva Zera of a Zav, it's Tomei. So we're saying Shechva Zera Tomei means b'masa. Break the Gemara. I don't know who that is. Who's that according to? My Shamat Lahad, Oma Shechva Zera Shozav Tomei Masa. Who's the Tana holds? Then it's a nice pshat, but who holds like that? Ilay Mahay Tana, it's these Tanayim, the Tana of the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Ema Shechva Zara Shazav, Ema Tana Masa. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not Tana Masa at all. So that can't be Pshat. So it must be Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, Ema, Metana Masa. Why? Because it's impossible for Shechva Zara not to have Ziva in it. So I feel Rabbi Shua, Loy Omar, Ema Shechva Zara Ziva. I mean, now Loy Omar. Our Mishnah says Shechva Zara is Metana. We say it can't be Maga because it's not a Chiddush. Teretz is, but it's Maga, it's Metana Masa. It's not Matam Masa. Even the Manyama holds Matam Masa is only because Z-Efsher, there's no Ziva in it. Yeah, because the Maisa, it sounds like from our Mishnah, the Shechva Zera itself is Matam. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Shechva Zera itself is Matam. It's Mashma, like Tosfos speaks out. Shechva Zera, the Mestisa, Mashma, Af Be'ina. It's Mashma, even Be'ina. It's Mashma, even if it's Ben. That's Mashma from our Mishnah. That's Mar Namzon. That Namzon from our Mishnah, even if it's Ben. And this is not Alstad. This is Alstad. Shechva Zera. So the Gemara, Elamar Vat, tries another pshat. Elamar Vat Vahava, I'll tell you what we're talking about. Loi Ma'ashe in Tehillimba. Which means it's like this. This is Halacha Masechta Zavin, that if someone sees Keri, with the next 24 hours, if he sees Ziva, it's not called Tumas Zoyv. Why not? Because we say that the Keri caused the Zav. The Keri caused the Zav somehow. We'll see if it's a Pasuk, if it's a Svar, we'll see the Gemara in a second. The Keri caused the Zav. The Keri caused the Zav. So here we're saying, once a guy is a Zav, then if he sees Keri and then sees Zav afterwards, we don't say the Keri caused the Zav anymore. You only have a Heter that the Keri caused the Zav before a person's a Zav. Once he is a Zav, it's a Reglayim Adava, the Zav he sees subsequently after the Keri is still Ziva. It's not because of the Keri, because he's a Zav. He's a Zav, that's what it means. What?
Mishnah says with other cases.
What? By Sveika? You know, this is a different case. This is a case that the halacha is that they see Keri Vaday afterwards, it causes this thing. We're saying, hey, we can't be Tayla, ain't Tayla. Right, all the cases of Maifla Mishta. Right, so you're already assuming that Keri has something to do with the Chayli. It's like another excuse, the eighth Derech. So you have something. We'll see the Gemara in a second. But you're not Tali the Ziva and the Keri. Shavra Papa Kamei the Rav Lameima, Aidi the Chul Shehu the Chazi. That Pshat is, like Mordechai is saying over here, that the Pshat is that the Keri Pata Ziva afterwards because it's a Chalishus. That since he has a chalishus from Sheikh Mazari, he became weak. Therefore, he saw it, and it's like a besari lemachmas ointzai. That's what has to do it. But niskas atoma, and it's not potter. That's the simple pshat. That's pshat of Adabahava. That's what he thought. Amalei Rava, this reason that Ziva after Keri is not called Ziva is nothing to do with Cholsha. And I'll bring you a ride. Amalei Rava, tonight we looked at the Mishnah. Gerish and Sgayer, v'tam v'yab Ziva. Let's say you have a ger, he saw Keri. And then an hour later, it becomes a ger. Then an hour later, he saw a ziva, right? So ziva is within 3 hours of the carry. Is he a zav or not? Zok the Mishnah, yes. He's a matam of a ziva. What do you mean? Why is matam of a ziva? You don't go as a malay, you go as like this. There's no chayli bigger than this. Now, what does it mean, chayli gadol mazeh? It's the chayli, but what else? So Tais explains, and the pshat is, here he's becoming a ger. So if you're talking about weakness, first of all, he's weak because he saw Keri. Second of all, he's weak, he just became a ger. When a guy becomes a ger, he just became a mitzvah, that's a big event. So even more reason to say excuse that why he saw this event. Still we say, no, he's a zav. So how can you say it's al-cholsha? It ain't al-cholsha gadol mazeh. So it must be, it's nothing to do with cholsha. It must be nothing to do with cholsha. So Elamai, Rav Ada, Bahava, Rav Papa is not true. And we have, this is all outside. Explains the outside. Tosfos explains that really Keri is not because of Cholsha, only because of Gzeres HaKosov. The pasuk says, "Vahoyo lifnei erev yirchus b'mayim." They teach us that a Keri poiter ziva kol eslates. That's the halacha. It's a pasuk, and therefore, even if he's not, then this works. Say if he's a zav, say not a zav. Even if he is a zav, we're saying now, even if he is a zav, Keri, and he sees ziva 24 hours afterwards, not telling you, you're not telling it. That's halacha, because there's nothing to do with it anymore with the chayli and einzi. As for the gzeres hakasav, and therefore that's why I understand why by a guy you don't have it, because gzeres hakasav, a guy's carry won't stop you from ziva, because it's not a chol shavar, it's not a var of a weakness, it's a var of gzeres hakasav. So what's pshat on mishnah? So pshat on mishnah really is matam masa. Ah, we had a kasha. It's only matam masa als the tishuchi ziva, only not the ziva itself, not the shechazar itself. The Gemara says you didn't look hard enough. El Tanoi, there's a machlekes Tanoi. They are Tanoi. Mahold Shechazara itself is time.